And I've also read that your music is, that you were influenced by Texas swing at a certain point, and I can hear that in a lot of your songs.
Yeah, I was, you know, I was playing some country rock in the 70s when I was entering college. The Allman Brothers were a big, you know, blues rock band, of course, at that time, still are. And but, you know, groups like Marshall Tucker and the New Riders of the Purple Sage, there was a big resurgence in country music from that generation's point of view. And Asleep at the Wheel was a band that came on my radar in around 1974. I went to see them at a club when I was going to school at University of Illinois. And I didn't really know much about jazz or jazz violin or anything like that. And then I was just captivated by the sound of this, you know, Western swing band. They were playing Bob Wills material. And I wasn't that familiar with Bob Wills. But they had two violin players in the band, and they were functioning as, you know, like these little horn players. And I talked to one of the fiddlers on the break. I said, I really like this sound. This is really cool. And he says, well, if you like this, you should go check out Stefan Grappelli and Joe Venuti. And I wrote those names down on a little bar napkin or something. Went to the record store the next day and found a Stefan Grappelli record. He was a jazz violinist from France. And this music absolutely knocked me out. So I was, you know, listening to this Bob Wills Western swing material through Asleep at the Wheel, and they connected the dots with me to these jazz violinists from the 30s, which were the big inspirations for the Western swing fiddle players.
My last question for you is going to be about teaching. You mentioned that you also do a lot of teaching, and you started a new program at Berklee College of Music shortly after you graduated from that school, and I understand now you're setting up a program in Minneapolis. Do you like teaching? Is that an important part of your musical practice?
Well, you know, like I said, I grew up studying classical music on the violin. And then when I made the discovery, I was like a freshman in college, where the discovery that you could play jazz on the violin, and I discovered this through Sleep at the Wheel and through Stefan Grappelli and Joe Venuti, it had a big impact on me. I thought, why did I spend, you know, all those years practicing the violin and playing the violin and never heard any of this music? And I felt really driven to incorporate these other styles of music into traditional string education. So I've been doing that as long as I've been performing, because I just felt driven to, you know, share this music that I love so much with you know, young violin students at an earlier age. And so, you know, I've been doing this going around the country to different, you know, string programs. And like you said, I started the string department at the Berklee College of Music in Boston in 1978, did that for a few years, and then 5 years ago I was hired by the McNally Smith College of Music in St. Paul to start their string department. So kind of on the other end of the spectrum of my career, I get to try this again, and I absolutely love it. The students I have in St. Paul are, they're there to become performance majors, so they want to make a career in playing music. And the school is designed so there's lots of hands-on mentoring, lots of hours of just the students being in classrooms with people who know how to play and have made careers like myself in this contemporary music world. And it's really very rewarding to pass that on and share this knowledge and experience I have with these other string players. And they're rising to the occasion, I'll tell you.